all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Well, if you like Alec Baldwin playing Donald Trump on SNL, well, it looks like he's thinking about doing it on Broadway. It's actually a pretty cool idea. So he was talking with Howard Stern that the play may be based on his book, You Can't Spell America Without Me. And he said, we may take the book and make it into a one-man show on Broadway, kind of like what Will Ferrell did when he did a George W. Bush one-man show years ago.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, taking a play out of Will Ferrell's book, eh?
I think that's not a bad idea. I mean, people want to see it. People enjoy it when he does it on SNL. I'm sure he's pretty good.
I thought but he quit doing it because he didn't want to be known for that one character.
I think so, yeah. He was kind of getting tired of it, but
Alec Baldwin needs some money.
Yeah, probably.
He's got his eye on a Ferrari or something.
Definitely, something like that.
Well, Deadline.com claims Seth Rogen is going to play CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite in a new movie called Newsflash. Seth Rogen is going to play Walter Cronkite. Did you get that?
See, this is where, when I read the first part of it, I was like, okay, it's going to be a comedy. But then I read the rest of it.
Yeah, the film's going to take place on the day President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Texas.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston and Mark Ruffalo may also star in the film. I love he's a national treasure, Bryan Cranston.
Oh, he's great. And that's the thing is that looking at all of this, I don't know if this is, you can't think that this would be a comedy.
No.
There's nothing funny about that.
Right, no.
So, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen Seth Rogen play anything serious. So
I'm like trying to go through the category in my mind.
And I'm thinking of him as Walter Cronkite, and I'm like,
I do feel that it's harder to be a comedic actor.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think he can make the transition.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting. I mean, I mean, sign me up. I'll watch it.
Was Walter Cronkite like high all the time?
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing is, I'm trying to think if Seth Rogen's ever done a Walter Cronkite impression of any kind. So I don't know. It's a tough role to do, but this seems tough as well, is working with Regis Philbin. You remember when Kelly and Regis were on the show? Mm-hmm. Kelly was recently talking with New York Times that she and Regis never talked off camera. She said Regis actually had a mandate, absolutely no talking off camera.
That's what it's like here on Johnny and Megan in the morning.
Oh my gosh, stop. I would say it's the exact opposite.
It is. It's 100%.
I talk so much off the air that I sometimes forget that we're supposed to be on the air at certain times. But
I'm joking. It's very fun. It's fun.
She said that he actually had it. He was almost superstitious about this whole thing. And he said, you save it for the show. And I'd be like, good morning. And he'd say, save it for the air.
Ah! Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that's not. That's trying.
That was good, Regis.
My best. Yeah. He just yells all the time. That's Regis.
Regis.
Ah!
Why would he be like that? I mean, you have to have.
I think it's one of those things that he knows that, you know, a lot of times, and I feel this way sometimes, is that you joke around and you talk about something, and if something really funny happens or really good, you're like, oh, man. And then you try to recreate it on the air, and it's not as good.
No, that's so true.
I think it was a little bit of let me prepare my brain and get everything ready. I feel like Ryan Seacrest is similar because I've heard that that's the way he does things, is that once you go off the air, he's like prepping for the next time he's on the air.
Well, he is kind of baby Regis.
So, I don't know. I'm sure she'll talk about
it. I wonder if Kathy Lee is like that with Hoda.
That's possible. Well, she came from working with Regis, so she may be used to it.